Scopolo vi invita all'ascolto di On the Air, alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani. On the Air.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Salve a tutti da Massimiliano Cattani e ben ritrovati per uno dei nostri ormai abituali viaggi che sono finalizzati alla riscoperta dei tesori nascosti della radio del passato e in particolar modo ciò che a noi interessa di questi tesori nascosti sono i programmi musicali andati in onda alla radio negli anni 30 e 40 del Novecento. Nella puntata odierna ascolteremo un programma musicale di Geraldo and His Orchestra, l'orchestra di musica da ballo inglese che abbiamo già ascoltato un po' di puntate fa. E anche in questo caso ascolteremo un programma andato in onda, credo, alla BBC o comunque in una stazione radio della Gran Bretagna nel 1944. Geraldo, il cui vero nome in realtà era Gerald Walcan Bright, londinese quant'altri mai, nato nel 1904 a Londra e deceduto nel 1974 in Svizzera, ha iniziato la propria carriera fondando un'orchestra ad impostazione latinoamericana denominata Geraldo and His Gaucho Tango Band, per passare poi a un genere musicale da ballo decisamente più convenzionale e negli anni 40 ad uno stile che ricorda molto da vicino il Glenn Miller dei pezzi lenti. E la forte somiglianza del suono di Geraldo con quello di Glenn Miller si spiega alla luce del fatto che Gerald Bright, oltre ad essere molto affascinato dalle orchestre swing d'oltreoceano, era diventato amico dell'arrangiatore dell'orchestra di Glenn Miller, Bill Finnegan, e addirittura si incontravano personalmente, pur essendo in un contesto di guerra, prendendo l'aereo e varcando quindi l'oceano, per scambiarsi opinioni sugli arrangiamenti, sul modo di fare musica, sul modo di orchestrare. Quindi si può dire che la cosa quasi quasi si tinge di leggendario, si tinge di epico. Il programma che noi ascolteremo, intitolato Best Sellers, si riprometteva di far ascoltare al pubblico degli ascoltatori inglesi un repertorio delle canzoni più famose di quei tempi, appunto i Best Sellers, e come dice l'annunciatore Arthur Smith, Songs You Heard Before, cioè canzoni che avete già ascoltato, che avete già sentito. Oltre a un paio di brani strumentali, ascolteremo molti brani cantati dalle voci di Carol Carr e Sally Douglas, voci femminili, e le voci maschili sono quelle di Dick James e Archie Lewis. Archie Lewis è quello con la voce più profonda, più baritonale. Bene, spero che anche questo programma musicale, che ci offre uno squarcio di ciò che si ascoltava alla radio in Gran Bretagna in quei travagliati anni di guerra, ebbene spero che questo momento musicale vi risulti gradito, spero che susciti il vostro interesse. Vi ringrazio come sempre per il vostro ascolto, per la vostra attenzione, vi saluto cordialissimamente e vi rimando al nostro prossimo incontro.
On the air.
Music is played by Geraldo and his orchestra with Carol Carr, Sally Douglas, Archie Lewis, and Dick James. And this is your compere Arthur Smith introducing those songs you've heard before.
Please have them play it again. Then I'll remember just when I heard that lovely song before.
First, we revive memories of an American bestseller which Giraldo adopted as one of his own specialities. It has a cast of three: Dick James as the waiter, Archie Lewis as the porter, and Carol Carr as the very attractive upstairs maid.
As your genial host, may I offer a toast to the wine-bind guest on my right.
Bravo, the wine-bind guest.
May his bank account grow, heavy laden with dough. May he spend it in here every night. Sing this night in its glory, you people so loyal, so true. Puts me in mind of a story.
Tell us about it, too.
The people in the ballroom were stuffy and naughty, so I began to get just a little afraid. I sneaked into the kitchen, found me a body, the waiter,
the porter,
and the secretary maid.
I peeked into the parlor to see what was a-hatching, in time to hear the hostess suggest a charade.
But who was in the pantry a-laughing and scratching?
The waiter
and the porter
and the upstairs maid.
When they heard the music that the orchestra played,
waiter and the porter grabbed a hold of the maid.
Then they all proceeded to go into a class.
Hot diggity dog.
If ever I'm invited to somebody that is, I ain't a-gonna watch any harlequinade.
You'll find me in the kitchen, applauding my buddies,
the waiter
and the porter
and the upstairs maid.
Toast is carved, the wine is served, my, you look half-starved.
Pardon me, folks, can't we be free?
The kitchen staff is having a jamboree.
Bring over that cook table.
When I got a dish pan to use as a symbol,
the porter found a regular glass that he played.
Fingers of the waiter were each in a thimble.
You should have heard the music that the combination made. Of course we had to stop for a short intermission,
and anybody ran for a pink lemonade.
As soon as it was done, we were back in position, the waiter and the porter and the upstairs maid.
Marching through the kitchen to the party and back,
where man, as you'd have seen us, we were boarding the Jack.
What's a half an hour passed without any call?
Jack, we had a ball. The waltzers and the circus, we hate them, we burn them. We got a lot of rhythms, we want to hear play. And we know who to go to, we want to learn them. The waiter and the porter and the upstairs maid.
Archie Lewis remains at the microphone for the first of two famous Stephen Foster ballads. It has been a persistent bestseller for almost 100 years, which is pretty good going, I think you'll agree. So here is Giraldo's arrangement of Beautiful Dreamer.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for me. Sounds of a new world heard in the day, loved by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, missed while I wove him with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Carol Carr sings the sweet nostalgic ballad about Jeannie with the light brown hair. Orchestra now play a bestseller of 1942, which began its very successful career in an American film. Giraldo was amongst the first to popularize it on the air, so let's renew acquaintance with the haunting melody and the insistent rhythm of Blues in the Night. ¶¶ James now joins the orchestra in another 1942 hit number. It has that certain originality about it which makes one song stand out amongst a host of others, and the title is Humpty Dumpty Heart.
On the air.
I suppose you think I'm daring, doing what you intend. I suppose I'm overbearing, trying to be a friend, but I know how it will end. Who's giving that line to you? You think it's divine, do you? You're a crazy Humpty Dumpty heart. You're letting a grin kid you. You never did win, did you? Just a silly Humpty Dumpty heart. Don't mean to criticize or say I'm wise, but if you will just recall, you sat on a garden wall, and you know what happened. You still take a chance, won't you? You sure want romance, don't you? Hope you're lucky, Humpty Dumpty.
Sally Douglas takes over with the 1940 bestseller, Frenzy.
Everywhere. shining bright, and I could hear laughing voices in the night. Everyone was gay. This was the start of their holiday. It was fiesta down in Mexico, and so I stopped a while to see the show. I knew that Fantasy meant please love me, and I could say Fantasy. A gallant caballero caught my eye. I stood enchanted as he wandered by, and never knowing that it came from me, I gently sighed Fantasy. He stopped and raised his eyes to mine. My lips just pleaded to be kissed. His eyes were bright as candle shine. So how was I to resist? And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say Fantasy?
A Negro spiritual is hardly the sort of thing you expect to find in a program of bestsellers, but I think you'll agree that this one has fully earned that title. So we present Archie Lewis in the Geraldo version of Lonesome Road.
Look down, that low.
almost forgotten ballad received a new lease of life and became a top favorite in recent years when modern orchestration and rhythm were added to it. Carol Carr sings it for you now, the charming little story of the Mockingbird.
On the air, discovering old-time radio.
Listen to the mockingbird. He sings a snatch of this and a snatch of that. Listen to the mockingbird. Ho ho, strangest thing I ever heard. He's nothing but a great big copycat. It may seem silly, sound absurd. I overheard the mockingbird explain the reason for his serenade. He had no love song of his own, so he bought a microphone and now MCs the Birdland hit parade. He sings them all from 1 to 10, 'cause he has a yen for a certain little lady named Jenny. But Jenny wears a wedding ring from a thrush who sings like Bing, and the mockingbird must find an alibi.
And our last bestseller today is a 1941 number, Morton Gould's Pavane.
Thank you.
those best sellers were played by Giraldo and his orchestra with Carol Carr, Sally Douglas, Archie Lewis, and Dick James.
Avete ascoltato il tuo On the Air,
On the Air,
alla scoperta della radio dei vecchi tempi, a cura di Massimiliano Cattani.